From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. International organizations today offered their annual assessments of the global status of women. A report released at the United Nations was grim. Secretary General Kofi Annan told a conference in New York that around the world, the people becoming infected with HIV and AIDS are increasingly women. He said that has devastating consequences for society. In Geneva, the International Labor Office released new research showing that women are joining the global workforce in record numbers. But the report says women still earn less than their fair share. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The United Nations chose HIV/AIDS as the theme for this year's International Women's Day because of the toll it is taking on women and their families. Kofi Annan told the conference that 10 years ago, HIV/AIDS affected far more men than women.
But a terrifying pattern has since emerged. All over the world, women are increasingly bearing the brunt of the epidemic.
The Secretary General says the problem is acute in sub-Saharan Africa, but he said it is a grave problem everywhere. Annan cited statistics showing that globally, at least half of the new cases of infection are in women, and among people younger than 24, women and girls make up two-thirds of those with HIV/AIDS.
If these rates of infection continue, women will soon become the majority of the global total of people infected. As AIDS strikes at the lifeline of society that women represent, a vicious cycle develops.
Women, he says, pass HIV/AIDS to unborn children. As the mother sickens and dies, female children drop out of school to take care of sick parents and siblings, deepening the cycle of illness and poverty. The Secretary General called for changes in societies around the world to give women more power within the family and to change male attitudes that contribute to the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. On the economic front, the International Labor Office reports that an increasing number of women around the world are taking jobs outside the home, but typically they earn less than men for the same work in every occupation that was studied. Dorothea Schmidt analyzes employment trends for the ILO.
We still find that there is a wage gap between men and women, and this is even true for industrialized economies and for really female-dominated occupations like nurses and teachers. But even there, you would find in most countries that men earn more than women.
Schmidt says the ILO's research shows that in terms of attaining parity with men in the workforce, women have a long way to go. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.